Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Shadow Stevens, and you must listen to Back to the 80s Radio. It's the law.
This is the one and only Back to the 80s Radio, bringing you the memories and the nostalgia of the decade of excess. We've got a great show for you today as we travel back in time to the decade and we share the bands and the songs that were very, very underrated for their time. Thanks for joining us. Shout outs to all who participated in the mixtape last week and to those that take the time to listen to our show. We appreciate you. All that we ask here at Back to the 80s is that you leave a review wherever you listen to us. And as we do every single week, here with us in the studio is a man who used Cinnamon Fire toothpicks to give to the elderly back in the 1980s. He has even been seen today wearing nothing but vinyl records from Phil Collins and Peter Cetera strapped to his front and his back. We call him the ever wondrous Chang.
Yes, it is I, Chang. Hello, all of you. Toscano, my most favorite second Italian besides Chef Boyardee. ACDC. For your shirt, my brother. How are my number two and number one fans, the Toscano boys?
Well, they're doing pretty good. Sending you a big shout out, as well as sending everybody listening to us through Pandora, through iTunes, Google. We just want to give you a special shout out as well.
I want to give a special shout out to everybody that is a hero to our 50 states. That's right. Anybody in the armed services, anybody in the medical field, the police field, the fire field, a shout out to you. All you single moms, single dads, parents in the grind, everybody out there hustling to the bustling of the struggle of life. Doesn't matter what your color, creed, race, social status, or religion. I don't even give a damn what your sexuality is. A happy Changtastic day to you. Thank you for joining the program. Share us as much as you share love. Remember, you matter. Toscano, oh, I am ready. We're going to discuss underrated songs, underrated groups, and artists. Am I out of my mind, Toscano, or are we going that way?
This is not a battle, though, but in a way, we always battle each other. It's a lot of fun, but I can tell you that tonight is not a battle. It's just the bands and the songs that we think that were very, very underrated back in the 80s. And of course, I can tell you this, that although this is not a battle, Chang, you're going to dislike a lot of the bands and the songs that I am going to bring tonight.
See, why ask why does my body tend to fry my ass on the hate board?
Well, because
why
it's
do you
true.
Need to bring up that I am the first one to hate? How dare you?
This is the
How
one and only Back you? To the 80s Radio. Stick around, because when we come back, the fight of a lifetime begins.
Bring more. I will hate it all.
It certainly is a big bun.
It's a very big bun.
Big fluffy bun.
It's a very big fluffy bun.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
At Wendy's, we serve a hamburger we modestly call a single. And Wendy's single has more beef than the Whopper or Big Mac. At Wendy's, you get more beef and less bun.
Hey, where's the beef? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You want something better. You're Wendy's kind of people.
Today, we are going to be discussing the bands that we think were a little or a lot underrated, and also some of the songs. And Chang, I want you to go first, because I want you to not always say that I don't let you go first. So go ahead. Once again, remember, this is not a battle, but let me guess, you're going to choose a metal band.
No. The first band that I think really to heart is underrated in so many levels has got to be the band Missing Persons with Dale Bozzio. Oh, and I thought that band was underrated. You know what? She came out flamboyant. As a matter of fact, Madonna stole her style off the Missing Persons. Walking in L.A. It was a pop song, but if you listen to it and you break the song down, instrumentally wise, it's badass. Her husband played the drums. Dude, that's a band to me that was way underrated. And because of the Yes video killed the radio, please, by MTV, Missing Persons had their opportunity to make it visually, but musically, instrumentally, they were taken for granted.
Well, I can tell you this, and to start it off, because you said Missing Persons, I'm going to start it off with a Scottish rock band formed in Glasgow in 1977. Keep in mind, they started off as a rock band and ended up not as a rock band. And they were pretty much known for a couple of their songs, but one of them in particular, the one that we're going to play today, they were on the top of the Billboard Hot 100. They released a string of hit singles, becoming best known internationally for the following song. And I'm talking about Simple Minds. And the song we're going to hear tonight after Chang's song is Don't You Forget About Me, from 1985, here on the one and only Back to the 80s Radio.
Walking in LA. You're listening to Back to the 80s.
Down, 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 down.
Welcome back. This is the one and only Back to the 80s Radio. Toscano and Chang with you. Thank you for joining us as we talk about the bands and the songs that were underrated back in the 1980s. You just heard Walking in L.A. and Don't You Forget About Me. I know that you got a band coming up, and let me guess, oh my gosh, it's a metal band.
Oh man, come on. You're a liker of the rock and roll, and I'm talking about none other than Tesla. Now, Tesla, I have a backstory to Tesla. I got to see Tesla at the Universal Amphitheater backstage passes, where I sat with Rodney James Dio. I sat with Rudy Sarzo. I also sat with the whole band of Tesla. I sat with, Ricky Rackman, Ronnie James Dio. Oh, yes. Vivian Campbell backstage to this gig. And all I could do back there is we talked about the music, parenthood, the struggle in life, the changes in life and music. And it was incredible. Tesla, to me, was a band that had the vocal range of a Rod Stewart with the Faces from the 70s, but could easily intervene with the bypass the glam of Skid Row, great singers like Skid Row. You had Axl Rose, the Black Crowes, but Tesla, to me, was underrated, underappreciated all the way, because that band could go to such magnitudes where they could be classified as an ass-kicking, bone and grits rock and roll, back into the roots of rock and roll, and even take them into the 90s of presenting grunge with a little bit of a kick in the ass. So I would say Tesla is a very underrated band of the 80s.
Late 1981, bassist Brian Wheat and guitarist Frank Hannon formed a band named City Kid, which evolved into the band that Chang likes called Tesla. Their debut album called Mechanical Resonance. They produced two hit singles, Modern Day Cowboy and their cover of Little Susie. And they had a top 10 single called Love Song, and that came out on Billboard 200 album chart, by the way. All right, so a band that I know that was definitely underrated, although they had a smash hit album in its entirety. It was a band formed in 1978 from Melbourne, Australia. Best known for breakthrough hits such as Down Under, Who Can It Be Now, Be Good Johnny, Overkill, and It's a Mistake. And I'm talking about the unmistakable band of Men at Work. Its founding member and frontman is Colin Hay, who performs on lead vocals and guitar. With that, here is Tesla and Men at Work. We'll be right back.
to sleep. I think about the implications of diving in too deep, and possibly the complications, especially at night. I worry over situations. I know we'll be alright. Perhaps it's just an imagination. Desperation, at least there's pretty lights. Though there's little variation, it nullifies the night from overkill. Day after day, reappears. Night after night, my heartbeat shows.
Blockbuster probably has it. I mean, we have over 10,000 videos.
Wow.
I'll watch these fast and have them back tomorrow, I promise. Relax. At Blockbuster, you can keep your videos for 3 evenings, so take home plenty. And use our 24-hour quick drop.
Do you have any children's videos?
Sure. Blockbuster's America's family video store. You know, we have more kids' videos than any place else. Hey, more movies, more nights, more fun.
Blockbuster Video. Wow. What a difference.
If you can't wear a spandex jumpsuit, what can you do? This is
Back to the 80s.
Welcome back to Back to the 80s Radio right here at K-Hits 92.5, where we keep the 80s vibe of rock and roll music and everything in between alive. Oh, Chang here from Toscano and Chang. Oh, and the songs that we set up for you, come on. You're either crying or you're sighing right now. Two great bands, underrated, underappreciated. Toscano, have I got a band for you. My band coming up is The Fix. Oh, yes. That is the fix of things. The Fix were like a multi-Swiss army knife. Oh, led by the unappreciated, that's right, unappreciated, capitalize every content in that word. Oh, by frontman, Cy Kernan. That guy had a voice. He could have blasted off on his own. but he did not. He took the new wave pop rockers. That's right. The Fix broke out in the U.S. in their second record, Reach the Beach. Oh, and no other than 1983, when the Chang became a man, graduated from high school, 1983. It featured not one, not 10, not five, but 20 hits. 20 hits on that album, Toscano. What do you have to say about the Fix? A numero 13 in the underrated bands of the 80s. Who cannot adhere to what the Chang speaks as the radio fear? Come on, brother. The Fix. Great band.
Great, great band. I can tell you for a fact, yes, it was underrated as most of the music and the bands that we're going to be talking about this day. So, Chang, I got to hand it to you. Great band, The Fix. And, you know, they came out in many of the places on the Billboard Top 100. They didn't really last long. For example,
there were times when they were definitely
underplayed, but there were times when they were like very, very last. They only lasted maybe 2 weeks in the top 100. For example, September 8th of 1984 with a song called Are We Ourselves. They only lasted 2 weeks in the number one spot before being dethroned. And just like that, they didn't really get the recognition that was due to them. You know, it was kind of shameful.
They got cut out by a lot of great bands, bro. U2, George Michael, Culture Club. So in the pop content, they got cut out on a lot. And if you think back to LA terrestrial radio or anybody playing alternative, The Cure, The Smiths, bands of that magnitude, Oingo Boingo, The Fix fell into the stream of, I'd say, between U2 and maybe Tears for Fears. Also, Tears for Fears didn't get a lot of recognition besides the hits that they spawned on terrestrial radio. It's another band we could talk about, my brother.
Another one of the songs from The Fix back in 1986, as a matter of fact, July 5th, another one of their hits that only lasted 2 weeks in the top 100. It was called Secret Separation. And they were dethroned by Genesis, Peter Gabriel, Van Halen. I mean, they were up against really, really big names in the business. So, you know, but you know what? They're still on the list, but they weren't played enough. And I can tell you, though, The Fix were played more than this following band and artist that I have. We even had this gentleman on our show here at Back to the 80s Radio. From Norwalk, Connecticut, I don't think there is a voice like him in all of rock and roll. And I'm talking about Miljenko Milutinovic, otherwise known as the American glam metal band formed in 1989 called Steel Heart.
Never
Back to the 80s radio. That was One Thing Leads to Another by The Fix. And I Will Never Let You Go by Steelheart. On to the most underrated bands and performers and songs of the 1980s. If you just joined us, that is exactly what we're talking about. Also, a quick reminder, if you want to leave us an idea for a show, you can go ahead and write to us at back2the80sradio@gmail.com. Don't forget to send us a note and go visit us at our social media. Go through our Facebook and also Twitter. All right. Another one of the bands who is underrated, if you don't mind, as one of my bands from the 1980s, that they were pretty big. There was a lot of posters made, yet they fell off the map somewhere and to be heard of very, very little again. They were formed in London in 1981, the most commercially successful lineup originally. It was consisted of four members, and that was John Wetton, King Crimson and UK, guitarist Steve Howe from Yes, keyboardist Jeff Downes from Yes and the Buggles, and the drummer Carl Palmer from Emerson and Lake and Palmer. Their debut album released in 1982, and I'm talking about the band called Asia.
Oh, man. Asia was a great band, bro. I mean, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Emerson, Lake and Powell. The musicianship in that band alone was captivating, sound pulsating. That vocal, that very first song, it was like powerful. You knew you had to take front seat and listen. Just like when you listen to Yes, Aerosmith, Foreigner. Anytime you heard a great band with a powerful vocalist, you had to take recognition. Dude, Asia was a great band. They should have reached higher magnitudes. All great veteran musicians. What a great band. Good pick for you. Well, I've got a band, yes, and you're going to call it cliche. Oh, Chang, here we go again.
Here we go.
Here we go again.
Hit us with Def Leppard and Photograph. Hit us.
Oh, man. You see how the hate. Oh, man. I'm going to tell you a band called Cinderella.
Oh, yes. I love Cinderella.
I mean, somebody save me. Here's a band that looked pretty, but had the sound of awesomeness.
Yes.
I mean, from their first album, Heartbreak Station, in 1980, Love Gone Bad. Love's Got Me Doing Time. One for rock and roll. Cinderella was a band that looked pretty, looked tired, look haggard, but rock and roll. Kind of like the Rolling Stones meet the Black Crowes, meet Guns N' Roses, meet Motley Crue, but with real musicians, wink, wink, over Motley Crue. And you know what? Long live Cinderella. I have my buddy Micah that worked, one of the guys from Cinderella when they bottomed out, putting up signs in Hollywood in L.A. That's right, boy. Billboard sign.
I really, really like the song Don't Know What You Got Till It's Gone. What a great song.
Keep it locked and loaded. We got more coming up.
Like a creature of the night.
Back to the 80s.
Yeah. It's in your eyes. There's no disguising it. It really comes as no surprise to find that you planned it.
Only Time Will Tell by Asia, followed by the one and only Cinderella. Don't know what you got till it's gone. Ladies and gentlemen, here I'm back to the 80s Radio K-Hits 92.5. Thank you for joining us here. We appreciate you joining us. Chang and I choosing those bands that we think that needed more credit, not only more airplay, but more credit given to them.
Oh, the next band I have to bestow on our boys and girls out there, right here back to the 80s radio, is a band that I think went under the radar in the 70s and the 80s. I'm talking about the Cars. What? Shake it up, baby. The Cars. Oh, man, what a great band. Two lead singers. You know what I'm talking about? And a band that, like, they brought rock and roll, punk, alternative, glam, whatever you call it, into one realm. Almost the way David Bowie did in the 70s. Something like Roxy Music. Another band everybody underrated back in the 80s, Roxy Music. But come on, man. The Cars.
The Cars were at the forefront at the merger of the 1970s guitar-oriented rock with new synthesizer-oriented pop. And it became extremely popular in the 80s. So, yeah, the Cars were named Best New Artist in 1978 by Rolling Stone's Reader's Poll. And then in the 80s, I mean, with the advent, believe it or not, like it or not, but the advent of MTV, the Cars just took off to another level.
You know what, bro? I had an 8-track of the Cars, bro, Moving in Stereo. That was always a song that captivated my mind and my soul and the essence of what I thought music was evolving to.
I kind of am a little hesitant to say this next band, not because I don't think they're great. I do. And you think that they started off great and they ended up very poorly. And that's, I will leave that up to everybody to make up their own mind. Let me just tell you a little bit about them. They were a band born in San Francisco, California in 1974. It was a group of musicians, including former members of Jefferson Airplane.
Crappy
between
band.
74 and 84. I'm talking about Jefferson Starship, who later on took the form and dropped the Jefferson and kept Starship.
Wow.
The song that I am talking about is a song called
really
No Way Out, which only lasted 1 week. 1 week, because they were dethroned by Billy Squier and they were dethroned by Bruce Springsteen. This is a very,
Billy Squier.
And Billy Squier, you got to admit, he's another underrated artist. But Jefferson Starship, even more. As a matter of fact, which is, it just blows my mind, when they became Starship and they came out with the song We Built This City, the people that are music critics today are calling it one of the worst songs ever written in the 80s, when to me, I love that song, We Built This City.
Really?
Yeah,
well,
I love that song.
What,
plus, it came out in a lot of movies.
Man, I cannot go past Grace Slick. You know, the Starship was Airplane. Airplane was a flight that we took on. You know, I'm a little bit older than you, so I took flight back in the 60s with Hendrix, Clapton, Traffic. You know, come on, man. I'm talking about Humble Pie, early Stones. You know, I'm a child of that generation. So Airplane to me was like, yeah, Grace Slick, great hair. She was pretty sexy. Her music was kind of like captivating rock and roll, kind of grab your soul, kind of drug oriented, you know. She was like the Grateful Dead and a pretty face, but the Grateful Dead suck. Now, wait a minute, hear me out.
Gosh.
Now, when Mickey took over the realm and became the Starship, I'm sorry. It just changed, bro. Sarah, please, Sarah. I don't want to hear about Sarah unless it's Sarah Lee Danish Muffins, you know. And the dude had hair. The dude
That's
had
a great
hair
song.
Like, and a mustache like a gay porn star. I'm going to put it out there right now. The Starship was not a light ship in the Chang's era of the 80s. Now, my brother, I will have to go against you, because you say they are underrated. I say they are underflated. They sucked.
Look, just because to you they became something else doesn't mean that they didn't continue to produce good music. Who did I learn that from? From you, my friend. From you, who tells me all the time, you have to be more open. You have to be more open-minded to accept the new music.
Wow.
Anyway, how's it feel?
My taint hurts as I listen to this song. I'm violated in five ways that I cannot enter. Ladies and gentlemen, put your ears to your knees and listen to these. Toscano, please. Play on, my sweet Cupid. I'll be on. You're listening to Back to the 80s Radio.
Shake it up.
Welcome back to the 80s Friday with Toscano and Chang. That was the car. Shake it up. Oh, man, did they shake it up or what, Toscano? And yes, Toscano's favorite, Jefferson Starship, with Mickey Pornstache hair and mustache. Oh, we have got the underrated, unappreciated, unreal, unheard of top 20, 30, 40, 50 of those who you and I feel underrated. Toscano, this list could take us on a journey that we need 5 shows for. There's so many bands that we could categorize in underrated with so many genres of music. Do you not agree? We can go from pop into hip hop into dance, rock.
Now, I do want to make a clarification here for people who are saying, wait a second, a lot of those bands were not underrated, but some of their songs were underrated. So it's not just the bands. Sometimes the band was very well known, but the song was underrated. So we're doing it that way as well. So keep that in mind. Now, Chang, back in good old England, formed in London, 1980, Nick Feldman, Jack Hughes, and Darren Costin. The name, of course, of this following band is Chinese. Although Everybody Have Fun Tonight was not underrated, but the band Wang Chung was an underrated band.
I've got a band that is a generational. I'm talking about none other than Milwaukee's pride, the Femmes, none other than the Violent Femmes. They are responsible for so many sing-along folk punk alternative favorites. One is such as Blister in the Sun, Add It Up, American Music, The Kiss Off, and Gone Daddy Gone. The band's self-entitled album of 82, when they broke it free and created a vibe for you and me and those around. Oh, Toscano, spank yourselves. The Femmes are arguably one of the great rock debut bands of their generation. The sold-out concerts, the following of human being after human being, stands close to the Grateful Dead. None other than the Violent Femmes.
We'll be right back. in the world tonight.
Radio. You just heard Violent Femmes, Wang Chung, a little bit here as we are winding down the clock here. Back to the 80s radio on K-Hits 92.5 with Toscano and Chang. And as we get close to the end of the program, I just want to keep reminding you guys that as you listen to the show, don't forget to leave us a review wherever you listen to the show, whether you listen to it on K-Hits or if you listen to it on a podcast platform, leave us a review. We really, really need it, and we really appreciate it. All right, so we are counting down. Here is the last band for each, or the last performer. And I'm going to tell you, Chang, I'm going to go with a band that isn't new. It's a band that, as a matter of fact, one of the greatest rock bands in history, although they would claim they are the greatest rock band in history, as their introduction for every live concert says,
"You wanted the best, you got the best, the hottest band in the world, Kiss."
And I'm talking,
don't say Kiss, Kiss my ass. Although they did have some good albums when they took out the music,
all right,
the makeup.
All right. All right.
The Donald Trump of rock and roll, please. I'm telling you. Lay it upon me.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, man. Kiss my ass.
I'm telling you that this band that was formed originally in 1973, do you know it's 50?
Yeah, I could tell by his hair.
50 years. This band is 50 years old, my friend. Everything started with Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons, Ace Frehley, by the way, whose name is not Ace, his name was Paul Frehley, but there couldn't be two Pauls in the band.
No.
So he said, just call me Ace.
And one was on drugs, and the other one wasn't.
And Peter Criss.
Peter Criss.
The original four members of Kiss.
Yeah. They got hammered on drugs and left the band.
A little something happened that, you know, they were very hard rock for the era that they all started, you know, when they started with their makeup and things like that. And they had their place. However, you know what happened towards the middle to late 80s.
Yeah, they sucked.
Where PR, hear me out, though. PR people in the suits and the labels started coming out saying, you know what, we need more female presence. We need more women to come out to the concerts. We need more women to buy records. And the young girls, we want to get the young girls in here to these venues.
Right.
So what did they do? They started forming pretty makeup on the guys. Yeah. You know, you got Poison. You've got tons of bands that became glam metal. And Kiss was no exception to the rule. Did they make a mistake? Definitely made a mistake by taking their makeup off and succumbing to it. But you know what? During that time in 1987, they had an album for Kiss, which was, of course, released in 1987 as well. And many of you are not familiar with these albums. There's a song called Reason to Live from 1987. You know what the song sounds like, but a lot of people don't. And keep in mind, this is a band that was, if not the greatest or the most famous or popular band or whatever you want to say, most recognized because of their makeup, band in the world. And then all of a sudden, they have no makeup, and now they start wearing, different makeup, you know, with the lipstick and the blush and all the whatever else comes with that. And when you guys hear this song called Reason to Live, you're going to find out a very different side of Kiss that you never knew was possible. Because they sound incredibly like any other glam band. And you go like, wait a second, this is Kiss? It sounds like you're listening to Poison or some other band like that. But I want us to play it because it was a very underrated album by a very, very well-known band. And this song by Kiss called Reason to Live was one of those big hits. By the way, my friend, this song may not be our favorite, but I got to tell you, you got to watch the video. Because when you watch the video, oh, man, you're gonna like it, if you know what I mean.
Well, I'm going to have to come up with a band named Berlin. Underrated band. Berlin reminded me of an alternative band on the intro. Exene from Pat Benatar, Exene from the Go-Go's, the Bangles, a little bit of, I can't say the Runaways, but girl power. Berlin was a band that where vocally they could captivate you into harmonizing, but yet they could take you to the techno and the hard rock like a Cars, but with a female lead singer. The Metro was a song, man, dude. They played at my grad night in 1983 in Disneyland. And that night was insane for me. I took a girl that I had a crush on, but she was very conservative to me. She ended up going out with my best friend from Cantwell, who was at the same grad night. Now, Cantwell, from those of you from Southern California, East Los Angeles, Montevideo, the Barrio, would understand Cantwell was an all-boys school. I went to Montebello High School, public school. I gathered with a lot of crazy heads. Some of them gone now. Rest in peace, all your souls. I miss and think of you every day. But our grad night was insane. This band played. I was already a long-haired, freaky people. Now, I went out with this girl that I was infatuated with. Her mom and my mom were school teachers at Fremont Elementary. So they thought we would be a good date because she had a crush on me when I was the more subdued, quiet kind of individual. You know what I'm saying? Yet I was old enough to be me. Grad night was a total bad deal for her. I broke out. I did sex, drugs, rock and roll, and not even with her. Long story short, Berlin played that night. I held her hand. I let her go with my best friend during one of their songs.
Really? On that same night, huh?
Yeah, bro, because I wanted to go get crazy. And I found the crazy life.
Wow.
Life for me. But yeah, Berlin.
Right, well, back. Did you know that the start of Berlin, they were a band called, before Berlin, they were a band called The Toys.
Yes.
They were formed in 1976 from Orange County, California, where yours truly resides.
Yes, you can also say the same about Gwen Stefani and NoFX, a band that I'm sure you don't like because they are of
that's right
the nowadays as opposed to what you think is better music. But I got to hand it to you, though. I do not find any substance in Gwen Stefani and NoFX. It's kind of like Betty Boop, sing me a rock song. A polished down. No. If I want to hear your voice, I'll watch porn. There I said it.
On that note, here is the one and only Berlin on Back to the 80s Radio. K-Hits 92.5.
I remember searching. Ouch. You remember the first time you tried these games?
Space Cadet.
But with practice...
Captain Galaxy! And when you first tried Coke, I bet you said, no, thank you. But hey, hey, hey! Let's try Coke again. Because once you got that new wave taste, you want to try it again, again, and again. Practice makes perfect. Catch the wave, Coke.
You're listening to Back to the 80s.
Radio hosted by Toscano and Jack. You put your ears to the spheres with Kiss and some Berlin. We are onward towards the exit of our show, and we hate to have to go. Now, Toscano, before we leave, we must do what we always must do. Make people feel a little bit better. And if you want to hit us on our social media pages, give us a song, give us a band, give us an artist that you think is underrated, and we will continue our conversation. If not, hit us back with something of the magnitude of what you want to hear, what your favorite or unfavorite thing is. And I'm talking from comedy, TV, movies, music, what have you. Keep the pages flowing. We appreciate your thumbs up, your thumbs down, your smiles, your embraces, your love. We appreciate everything you give us. Toscano, my brother, what a set of songs to send us away. But I believe you have one song that we both discussed that is the perfect ending, the perfect essence of what we really believe here at Back to the 80s Radio. Unity, am I not wrong, my brother?
That is absolutely correct, man. There's a lot of crap going on in the world, and all us 80s fans can recognize that the main reason why we want to go back to the 80s and whatever other era in the past is because of what the world has become in some way. For the most part, and the majority of us, sincerely wish that if there was a way we could go back, to take us back to a time where we hurt less. It's always been a hard and tough life. It's always been a mad world. But at the end of the day, what you and I need, what this world needs, is out of our control. And all I can tell you is whatever belief, whatever background, whatever kind of life you live, what everybody needs is, as Tears for Fears is going to say, is change. So in order for us to become a better version of ourselves and a better version of this world and this life that we're living in, people, come on. We need some type of a change. In our case, all we can do to make it a little bit happier. Man, we're all inundated with problems. We got so much crap going on in our heads, in our daily life. All we need is a little change. And Toscano and Chang and Back to the 80s Radio is here for exactly that. To give you a little smile, to take away a little bit of that hurt. And the only way we can do it is to bring you our stupidity, our experiences, and the music that was the soundtrack of our life. And on that note, I want to wish you guys a happy week. Share a smile, and don't forget to share the music of the 80s with a new generation. We'll see you next week, and as Chang leaves us, this is the one and only Tears for Fears with Chang.
Cats and kitties, this is the Chang. Before I release you to another Changtastic weekend, we can remember, be strong, be long. You matter no matter who you are, where you come from. You have a purpose. I want you all to go out there and stand for yourselves because nobody's going to stand for you. I want to wish you all an hasta la vista, sayonara, hasta mañana, hasta luego. And to all my brothers and sisters in the SoCal and the NoCal, laters, bros, to every homie and every barrio across this land, an orderly, and remember, you are why we do what we do.